I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. As you've no doubt heard, Talk of the Nation is ending its illustrious run at the end of this month. That is one of the factors sparking some programming changes at Tri-State's Public Radio. And joining us today to talk about those is General Manager Jonathan Aull. How are you today?
Very well. Thanks for having me, Rich.
So let's talk a little bit about, Talk of the Nation. Why is that coming to an end?
I wish NPR would tell us more about why. A combination of what they've said and my own speculation is that, NPR has always struggled with finding the right way to develop the audience during the midday hours. Morning Edition and All Things Considered are incredibly strong shows. But for a long time, NPR has really struggled to figure out the midday. And Talk of the Nation is different than everything else that NPR does, because what NPR does is produce news programs. And this is a live call-in show, Talk of the Nation was. So it's different than everything else they did, and I think they were struggling with figuring out how to best use their resources during the midday. So leading all that up, not great ratings. NPR, like all entities under some financial strain, they decided to end Talk of the Nation and instead work with WBUR in Boston on a midday news magazine that has more produced pieces and more interview segments, but it won't be exclusively an NPR production. It'll be a joint production between NPR and BUR. So I think if you add all of those things up, NPR wanted to strategically go in a different direction.
I don't know if you can speak to this, but what's wrong with different? The Talk of the Nation was different than everything else NPR was doing, but What's wrong with that?
I personally don't think anything is wrong with it, and I don't agree with NPR's decision, but at some level, as a general manager, I feel the responsibility to speak for them at some level, as the audience has some concerns about this decision. I think that different is good. I think what NPR is banking on is that other program providers like PRI, APM, and Independence, and many stations that have their own local midday call-in talk shows will be able to find the right way to do that for their audience. And NPR can specialize in what they do best. And I don't think NPR wants there to be fewer choices. I think NPR wants to do what they do really, really well in an economically sustainable way. And hopefully the public radio world at large will provide the difference. And I can tell you that the way that American Public Media and Public Radio International has reacted to this news, they see it as a huge opportunity to get better exposure for the programs that they produce.
You also mentioned Talk of the Nation's ratings were low. Aren't most radio program ratings pretty low during that midday stretch?
Yes, there's just less radio usage during the midday. But compared to the ratings compared to radio usage, if you look at the number of people who listen to Morning Edition compared to all of the people who use radio in the morning, it's a higher percentage than in the middays, number of people listening to Talk of the Nation compared to the people using radio, that ratio. And it does better on the West Coast than it does in the East Coast. And I don't pretend to be able to completely dissect national radio numbers from NPR, but that was part of their position, I believe.
All right. So let's talk about what's going to be done once Talk of the Nation leaves the airwaves. And what is the final date for Talk of the Nation?
It's the end of June. So the last Friday in June, which would be the
June 28th.
June 28th.
All right. And so come the beginning of July, what will Tri-State's public radio listeners be hearing during the early part of the afternoon?
We spent a lot of time listening to a lot of shows, and the shows that we chose to add to the schedule are The Story with Dick Gordon. Dick Gordon is a very well-known journalist. He's been doing public radio for decades. His show is an interview-based show talking to people of all sorts of walks of life about their story. And sometimes it's a completely personal thing. For example, they may have a musician who, you know, battled some kind of addiction and is coming back and finding salvation through their music. Or they might have a refugee from Rwanda. I mean, sometimes they plug into news, things that are going on in the world around us, and sometimes they don't. But all of them are very intimate storytelling of one person telling what happened to them and what their life experience has been. So that's what we will air at 1 o'clock every weekday. At 2 o'clock, the show Tell Me More that we currently air at 3 o'clock, we're going to do that 1 hour earlier. So Michelle Martin and all of the usual features that you're used to with that program, the barber shop and all of those features will still be there just 1 hour earlier at 2.
Why bump that up an hour?
Well, pretty much what we've decided to do at 3 o'clock was the deciding factor. At 3 o'clock, we're doing The World, which is a joint production between PRI and the BBC and global and international news. We thought the flow would be better if you go from the story, which is kind of moving away from the news cycle a little bit into individual stories, then to Tell Me More, which is definitely about – is news related but from a much different perspective, and then to The World, which is global news. We thought that flow would be better rather than going from the story to The World and then back out to Tell Me More.
Is The World – you say it's about international stories. Mm-hmm. Is it an international perspective?
In a lot of ways, yes. I mean, it's still a program that is broadcast to the United States, and it is a production of the U.S. Media. While the BBC helps out and does a lot with it, it is still geared towards U.S. Listeners. However, understanding that U.S. listeners, especially public radio listeners in the United States, want more perspective. So, yes, you will hear a lot of different things from a lot of different parts of the world, but they will definitely be geared with what is the relevance towards the U.S. and what is the perspective not only to people in the U.S. but around the world as well.
We also have some changes coming up during noon hours. Mm-hmm. On weekdays. We've had kind of a hodgepodge of programming for a while now, and I believe you're looking for a little bit more consistency in the programming.
Yeah, that's right. And we also did a pretty extensive listener survey, and we asked listeners about a number of programs and a number of things that we broadcast, and we got a very, very healthy response from that, and there were definitely some strong conclusions. So over the noon hour, Living on Earth is coming back to the noon hour. It was there. We moved it to Sunday mornings. That was overwhelmingly not successful. I'll be the first one to admit when I make a mistake, and moving Living on Earth to Sunday mornings at 6 was a mistake. So we're going to undo that, and it'll be now on Wednesdays at noon. Radiolab, which I think our listeners may be very familiar with because it has existed as a special series from time to time, mm-hmm. It's now available 52 weeks a year. So we will have Radiolab as a year-round series Thursdays at noon. And then Fridays at noon, the Moth Radio Hour. The Moth is a live performance storytelling project, and that'll be on Fridays at noon.
Fridays at noon, we've been running 51%. Mm-hmm. We've also had this program, Emphasis, at 12:30, Performing Arts Gallery at 12:45. So what happens with those?
51% moves to Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, followed by State Week in Review from Illinois Public Radio. So that will be there. As for Emphasis and Performing Arts Gallery, what we're going to do with the content that was in those spots is push more of that into Afternoon Edition. So we're going to try to use Afternoon Edition to have more in-depth interviews, to have more arts-related things, and kind of consolidate that local content into Afternoon Edition. So that's our concept of what we want to do with that.
All right. And we've been mostly talking about weekdays. You did touch on Saturday afternoons with 51% in State Week in Review. There's a few other changes coming on the weekends. Can you talk about those?
I think the big one that we're most excited about is a new program called Music from the Tri-States. Ken Zonley will be the host of this program. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12:30, we are going to have broadcast music that is recorded in the Tri-States area and by Tri-States musical artists or people who are visiting the Tri-States. So this is where our celebration concerts will broadcast. We are working on broadcasting local symphony orchestra performances. We are going to do more of broadcasting the performances on campus at Western Illinois University, both from the faculty here and also of visiting artists. We're also going to be looking at our ability to record musical performances all across the region in Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, all around West Central Illinois. And our intent is to have a genre-defying hour-and-a-half program where it's all about local music, because we believe that this region has a strong local music presence, and it's our obligation and our pleasure to try to do more with that. So that'll be a new show that we add.
That's 11 o'clock Sunday mornings. So that will bump Bob Edwards up an hour?
Yes, Bob Edwards Weekend will still be heard in its entirety starting at 9. So Bob Edwards 9 to 11, music from the Tri-States 11 to 12:30. World of Opera starts a half hour later, and it'll be 12:30 to 4 instead of 12 to 3:30, which it had been.
And then later on Sundays, there's another new program coming up?
Yeah, Folk Alley, which is a really great program from Kent State University. It will be on from 10 to midnight after American Roots. We heard from a lot of people that our folk block from 5 on Sunday evenings is strong and something they wanted more of. So now the folk music will go from 5 all the way to midnight with the addition of Folk Alley. And on Friday nights, we're going to add a new classical music program, Concierto, hosted by Frank Dominguez. This is a bilingual classical music show, which we're very excited about. It's classical music by Latin and Hispanic composers and artists. And it's bilingual, so the pieces are introduced in Spanish and back announced in English. Even if you don't understand Spanish, you can still enjoy the music, but hopefully it's a way that we can start addressing some issues of diversity and exposing people to great music and a new language in, you know, small bites that make it easy to enjoy in a new way.
And all this information will be posted to the website, too, or perhaps already is?
Yes, at tristatesradio.com.
On Sundays, by the way, we will continue with Folk Weekend, but we have a new host, correct?
That's right. Bill Haroon will be taking over the show from Ken Zonley to give Ken more opportunity to work on music from the Tri-States, which will be a big undertaking. Bill Haroon works in the audio information services department here at Tri-States Public Radio. He's also a local musician, so he'll do great with that show. A couple of other quick changes. Riverwalk, Live from the Landing with the Jim Cullum Jazz Band, returns to the schedule after 6 months off. It will be on Saturday nights at 7. And Song Travels with Michael Feinstein, which was originally going to be just a short, limited series, has been expanded and will keep going. That will be on Sunday mornings at 6. Nice transition from jazz into news. So we'll have that as well.
And a lot of this, you know, we talked at the beginning of the program about Talk of the Nation sparking some of these changes, but there's also, as I think you've indicated, a lot of research into what our listeners say they want.
Yeah, exactly. And we had an extensive listener survey. And you know, one of the things that we didn't necessarily get to here is that there are some shows that are leaving the schedule. Hearts of Space, On Being with Krista Tippett, Marketplace Money. Those are the three shows that had incredibly poor reaction from the audience in our listener survey. Not that they weren't great shows at some level, but they just weren't very popular with listeners, so we're going to try to give some other shows a chance.
All right. Jonathan Aull is General Manager of Tri-States Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Rich Ecker.